Good day, beloved in Christ. Welcome to morning prayer for Monday, April the 6th, the Monday of Holy Week. Let's take a deep breath as we begin together. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. The Finite. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The psalm appointed for today is the famous penitential psalm, Psalm 51, which David wrote after he was confronted by the prophet Nathan for his lusting after Bathsheba and for his abuse of power and his arranged murder of her husband so that he could take her. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. I want to comment on one line in that powerful psalm. David makes the statement, "Against you only, O Lord, have I sinned." Now, I think we know that that is an exaggeration in that he's speaking to the Lord personally in this prayer of contrition, but it's in and of itself, it's not a true statement. For David sinned not only against God, but against Bathsheba, against his own wife, against Bathsheba's husband, against all of those warriors who he commanded to withdraw in the heat of battle from Bathsheba's husband so that he would be killed. He sinned, therefore, by example against his own children, setting a bad example for them. We are in a fabric of community in our lives, and there are large and wide consequences to our sin for others as well. Sometimes we would really rather not consider that. As David, in his confession, said, "Only you, O Lord, against you only, O Lord, have I sinned." But we sin against the whole fabric of our community that supports us and walks with us. May the Lord give to us an extra portion of desire for righteousness, that we will be led in the ways of truth in our daily living. Our reading is taken from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and we're jumping a bit backwards here. We're going back to the beginning, the very opening seven verses of this epistle. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, including all the saints throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. My friends, together we are in a time of affliction, and not only ourselves, but the whole world. And most have it worse than we must say, as people of privilege and means and resources here in Canada, and with a social network system that allows us to endure through such a time of affliction. I'd like to read a marginal note for you here, which speaks of Paul's point of view around consolation from God. For Paul, divine consolation may occasionally take the form of deliverance from suffering, but it consists more fundamentally in the gift of divine power that enables one to endure. God is at work in us, and God will deliver us through these present trials in time, a time which is hidden in God's unshaking hand and yet not revealed to us. We will be delivered at some point, but the manifestation of God's consolation, of God's blessings to us in the midst of affliction, is the power to endure. Let us pray for power to endure these current times well. Let us pray for God's light to illumine us, that we can be a source of hope for others. Let us pray for divine wisdom, that our words can season others and grant to them courage and hope in these days. And if you yourself are feeling weak and wearied, please do not hesitate to call me And I'd be happy to speak with you and pray with you and find some way forward together, because we truly are in this together. As Paul mentions, that any consolation that we have is given to us so that we can console others. We live in a fabric of human relationships, and we live for others. May the Lord be a light and salvation and strength for us in these days of affliction. With confidence and trust, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church throughout the world, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the mission of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those preparing for baptism and for their teachers and sponsors, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For peace in the world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and peoples, teach us to share our resources to battle our common foe. We pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to amend our lives and to further the reign of God, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray the collect for the first Monday in Holy Week. Almighty God, whose Son was crucified yet entered into glory, may we, walking in the way of the cross, find it is for us the way of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious toward you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace, with the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you this Monday, the beginning of Holy Week, and grant you special grace to remember Jesus and his path this week, and to make time for prayer and remembrance of his great sacrifice for us, that we might dwell in the light of his mercy. I hope to pray with you again this week. Every blessing. Meet us tomorrow at www.spoth.ca/dailymessages. Goodbye now.